Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. We have with us this afternoon Mr. Maxwell Pickett. He is the brother of the legend Wilson Pickett. I just want to say that this show is sponsored by Dobine and Cowan Mortgage Investments. Listeners, don't forget to contact Dobine and Cowan Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all of your commercial financing needs. So contact them at 678-607-5092 and allow them to handle all of your commercial financing. And tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. But first, don't forget their website is http://dobyne.cowins.webs.com. Also, if you're interested in wanting to know how to improve your credit, or if you want to establish business credit, call Dobyne and Cowins at 678-607-5092. I'll go to their website and sign up. As I was saying, listeners, we have with us Mr. Maxwell Pickett. He is the brother of Mr. Wilson Pickett. How are you this afternoon, Mr. Maxwell?
I'm doing just fine, Angela. And allow me to express my thanks to you for having me on this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
You are more than welcome. Are you the older or younger brother of Wilson Pickett?
I am the youngest brother of four. In our family, there were seven girls and four boys. I am the youngest boy.
Okay. What was it like growing up with Wilson Pickett?
Well, I tell you, it was exciting because from the time Wilson was about 5 to 7 years old, we knew there was something special about him because everything he did and everything he engaged in was always up-tempoed, fast-paced, and exciting. Like he was not your everyday, ordinary, run-of-the-mill kid. There was something different about him, and we was able to see that even early on. There's a 7-year difference between him and myself, but I remember when he was 12 years old and I was 5, I began to admire him as somebody special early on because everything that I watched him do and all the things I watched him get involved with impressed me because he put his whole heart into everything that he engaged in. So I was able to see early on that there was something special about him.
Okay. Did you ever sing with him or play in his band?
I never sung with him or played in his band. I do not play any instruments, but I worked for him. I began to work for him at the early age of about 13. I attended a school in Prattville, Alabama, and during the school year, after school was out, at the age of 13, he would fly me to New York, and I would stay with him during the summer, and I began to travel with him and to work for him and to hang out with him at the early age of 13.
Okay. All right. You are having a 50-year anniversary for your brother. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. What I've done is, like, since Wilson passed January the 19th of 2006, prior to that, he summons me to Virginia to his bedside. He had pretty much been sick the majority of the last year of his life. But I think that when he reached a point where he really felt like, well, maybe I'm not going to be around much longer, so he began to try to pull together his affairs, and I had no way of knowing at the time what his intention was, but he summons me from Atlanta to Virginia to his bedside, and he made me aware at that time that if anything happened to him, he wanted me to be helpful in looking out for his affairs. And so we discussed it in detail, and after he passed, we got to work and got as busy as we could and trying to carry out some of the things that he talked about prior to leaving this world.
Okay. Just you carrying on some of the things that your brother wanted to carry on, Mr. Wilson Pickett. You're doing the things that he would have did if he was living.
Give you an idea of what we are doing. Like he left me as executor and trustee of his estate and trust. I'm responsible now for looking out for the financial welfare of his four kids. He left two boys and two girls, and he left them in his estate and trust. So I look out for them, and I also I went ahead in 2010, and I decided to put together a production that would honor his legacy. Like, Wilson was actively involved in entertainment for 47 years. He was actively out there singing for 42 of those years. So that's a long time to put into a profession. And he was fortunate enough by the help of the good Lord to put together a slew of songs that will live on forever. They are really, really great songs. And as his trustee, I feel an obligation. I idolized my brother. I really loved him tremendously. And I want to see his legacy live on as long as it can, because he put in so much hard work. And I believe that his music is the type of music that also younger generations, new generations of young people, will appreciate and love. So we put together this production called In the Midnight Hour, The Music of Wilson Pickett. This celebrates his legacy and his music in drama, dance, and song. And so we debuted that production in October of 2010 at the King Center on the campus of Morehouse College. It got a great review. One of the leading magazines here in Atlanta did a tremendous write-up on it, and they felt like it was a tremendous piece of work, and the people that came out really enjoyed it. So we're getting ready to air it for the second time here in Decatur, Georgia, and we are excited about that. That's going to take place this September the 21st. We have four great shows in store for the people. Friday night, there will be one show. Saturday, there will be two shows. And Sunday evening, there will be a matinee. So we are very excited about that.
Okay. Where is this being held, and what type of show will it be?
Okay, it's going to be a Broadway-style musical, and it will take place at the Porter Stanford III Performing Arts Center in Decatur. And as I said, there will be a Friday night 8 o'clock show on the 21st. On the 22nd, there will be a 2:30 matinee and an 8 o'clock show. And on Sunday, there will be a 2:30 matinee, which is the 23rd. So it's the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Four great opportunities for people to come out and see the show. And,
I would love to be there.
Well, we would love for you to be there. We are certain that you would really enjoy it. So if there's any way possible for you to be there, you just let us know, and we'll be happy to help you to get there and to be a part of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You'll help me get there. I guess you mean okay. Who is performing as your brother? Is there someone performing as your brother?
Well, in the first production at the King Center in 2010, we had the incomparable Miss Jennifer Holliday, and we had Ann Nesby, who is a great gospel star. And both, they did a tremendous, fantastic job. We have a young man in the production by the name of Jay Michael that does a tremendous job of portraying Wilson. He has a number of Broadway credits to his credit. He have performed and appeared in a number of hit plays that have been on Broadway, and we are excited about having him back again for an encore performance in this production that we'll be doing this September the 21st. So J. Michael will again be portraying Wilson. And we have purpose to do each time we premiere this production, it's possible that we're going to be highlighting different star attractions. This time we have been blessed to be able to have none other than Miss Cassie Davids, a television personality, and we know that Cassie is going to do a fantastic job, and we are very pleased to have her as part of this particular production.
Okay, that is wonderful. I know you said you're the executive of your brother's estate, but is this event also we're keeping the legacy of your brother alive?
That's what it's all about. It's not about me. It's not about his children. It's not about the family, even though we all want his legacy to live on forever, because we believe that it is deserving of being exposed to not only his present fans, but to new generations, as I said, of young people, because it's that type of music that will live on forever. R&B will be with us for generations and generations and generations to come. And in the early 50s, 60s, 70s, we had stars that put together music that it is so pleasing to the ears of people that it's hard to resist it. People like, you know, Sam Cooke, like Otis Redding, James Brown, Wilson Pickett, these are very rare stars. They come along once every now and then in a lifetime, and they develop works that will last. And we are hoping
yes.
Wilson is one of those people where his works will last.
Yes, it will. He's a fantastic entertainer, singer. I mean, he's even to this day, I noticed that on YouTube he had close to a million. I believe it was close to a million. On one of his songs, a million views. So that's a lot.
That is a whole
lot. Was it hard being the brother of Mr. Wilson Pickett? I just have to ask. Was it hard? Was it, you know?
Well, it was not hard in the sense of the word, but for some reason, like, it is common practice in our society when you find a person being born with extraordinary talents in a family, sometimes people take that to mean, well, everybody in the family should also have extraordinary talent. In our family, we had two extraordinary talents that could sing. And Wilson was the boy, and then we had a girl, Emily Jean Rochelle, Emily Jean Pickett, who became Emily Jean Rochelle when she got married. But she is a gospel singer, and she did really, really well in the gospel circuit. She never did cross over like Wilson to the R&B and pop side. She stayed in gospel her entire career, and she could really, really sing. And Wilson...
Okay.
But the rest of the family, like, you know, I guess God decided to say, well, two would be enough. And out of those two, he struck gold with one, because Wilson becoming doing well, he was able to lift all of us out of the poverty of the back hills of southern Alabama and kind of rise us out of there, and we was really grateful for that.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like he was a fantastic human being and a great man. What about yourself? Are you a singer or actor? Do you have a CD or anything?
No. My story is kind of strange. Well, like I say, Wilson took me on his arm at the early age of 13. I got out there, and I would travel with him during the summer. Well, when I graduated in 1966, I graduated from high school. And then I went to work for him full time. Well, he had already told me that he wanted me to hurry up and get out of school because he wanted me to go work for him full time, and he was going to help me to do something in the business. Well, he was true to his word. A song was written for him by a gentleman out of Philadelphia by the name of Bonnie Siegel, and it was called International Playboy. And Wilson approached me, and he wanted to use that song to launch my career. So we began.
Oh, okay.
He began to work with me on a personal level with that song. And Wilson was the type of guy that you would have to know him to understand that he was short on patience. He either you had it or you didn't. And if you didn't have it, he would let you know in no uncertain terms. And he just determined that I just didn't have it. And so he didn't work with me very long on trying to launch my career as a singer, even though I felt like I could sing. And I had did a little singing while I was in the military in Germany in 1969 when groups would come to the boat to post to entertain us, and I would go up and introduce myself and meet them, and they found out I was Wilson's brother. They would want me to sing. And so I would go on stage, and I would do a couple of songs or whatever. And they told me I sound okay, so I just took them at their word. But the short of it is that I did not end up recording International Playboy. Wilson ended up recording that himself. It became a hit for him. And my claim to fame is that when I was about 14 years old, I wrote Don't Fight It, and I sent that to him. And he, along with Steve Cropper, they finished the work on that and recorded it. It became one of his greatest hits. And at the time, he said that it was so difficult for him to be able to do what needed to be done to get me writer's credits for it because I was so young. So he bought the song outright from me, and him and Steve Cropper took credit for the writing of it. But
okay,
that's my claim to fame. That's my claim to fame. Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of handled the business side of things for your brother, I gather.
Yeah, I worked as his personal assistant, his road manager, his valet, whatever he needed. Like, I was just at his right hand, and I just had to do whatever was needed to be done in order to help him to be comfortable in what he was doing.
Yes, sir. What do you want people to remember most about your brother?
Well, my brother was probably one of the hardest working guys out there during his era. And one of the things that he placed a lot of emphasis on was being true to his profession, being an on-time entertainer. Wilson was never one to take for granted what God was doing in his life, and he knew that he owed it to his audience to put forth the very best effort that he could every performance, and to be to the show on time, to be on stage and ready to go when the clock said it was time for him to perform. And he did that religiously. He was very particular about his appearance on stage, his band members on stage. He would always see to it that they was at their best at all times. So I remember him for taking most seriously what he was doing out there in his profession, and he did not take it for granted, not one second.
So that's what you want people to remember most about your brother, that he was a professional, right?
He was a professional in every sense of the word, and he gave his all to what he was doing. He really cared about the audience, what they was receiving, and whether or not they were satisfied. If he felt like the audience was satisfied, then he was satisfied. If he didn't feel like the audience was satisfied, then he would not be satisfied. He really cared about what he was doing and how it was being received.
All right. Listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I want to remind you about Andy Clyde, Andy Clyde Event Planning Services. Event services on this www.andyclyde.com, beta.org. This show, again, is sponsored by GoBiding and Cowan's Mortgage Investments. Listeners, don't forget to contact GoBiding and Cowan's Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all of your commercial financing needs. So contact them at 678-607-5092 to allow them to handle your commercial financing. The website, again, is http double dobinepowins.webs.com and tell them the Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Also, if you're interested, in wanting to know how to improve your credit, or if you want to establish business credit, call Dobine and Cowins at 678-607-5092 or go to their website and sign up. Let's not forget Mr. Andy Clyde. It's www.andyclyde.com. That's www.andyclyde.com, and he's an event planner. All right, Mr. Pickett.
Yes.
Was your brother a songwriter also?
Yes, he was. Wilson either wrote or co-wrote about a third of all of the songs that he recorded. He also wrote songs for many other artists. And that side of him was not, well publicized during his career. Those guys lead such a fast-paced life that they are constantly moving, and a lot of things just go unnoticed during their career. But, yes, he was a very, very good songwriter. He wrote, helped to either write or to co-write a lot of his greatest hits.
I believe I read that he wrote for Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. He wrote for Creedence Clearwater. He wrote for he wrote for a number of the big name artists out there that even I was unaware of some of the people that he had helped to write songs for. Now, the way the songwriting thing works out there now, and a lot of people might not be aware of this, but Wilson wrote songs for different artists. But there's two ways you can write a song for somebody. You write the song where you get the credit for the writing of the song, and then you write a song where they insist on taking the credit for writing the song. And so a lot of the songs that Wilson penned, the artists themselves got credit for writing them. That's just the way the deal was worked out. And that happens often out there in that profession.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to encourage all of your listeners also that if they want to learn a whole lot more about Wilson, we did go to work and create an official website. It's www.wilsonpickett.com. And once you get into there, you click on the official website, and then you cursor down, and it will give you a place where you can enter the website, and you can go in and look around, and you can find out a lot more about Wilson, a lot more about what we are doing to promote his legacy. You can learn a lot about the show that we've put together, the production that we are airing to promote his legacy. So there's a lot of information that's available, and I encourage your listeners to avail themselves to that. www.wilsonpickett.com.
Yes, because he's definitely worth knowing about and remembering.
Well, I appreciate that.
Very talented. What is your favorite song or album by your brother? Do you have one?
Well, the bottom line is that I'm his brother, and there's almost nothing that he have done that I don't love tremendously. I said to somebody recently that when they asked me, said, "Well, what is your favorite Wilson Pickett song?" Well, I say, "Well, okay. Being that you asked me, I'll be honest with you. I'm biased toward the one that I wrote. Don't fight it." But the bottom line is that Wilson, he recorded so many wonderful songs, and I just love Wilson's music. I am an R&B guy from the heart. Otis Redding, James Brown, Wilson Pickett, Sam Cooke. I mean, these people, they created some music that just reaches in and grabs your heart and just massages it. So I love all of Wilson's songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you don't have a favorite song. All right. So the performance that's being given is in Decatur, Georgia. Are there any other people that are going to be performing by besides the two you named? Any other?
Well, in the production, we have a cast of about 30 people. It's a large production, and there's going to be a choir as part of it. There's going to be singers. There's dancers. It's about an hour and 30-minute show, and from the time it starts, it don't let up for an hour and a half. It's this fast-paced, exciting song, dance, and drama. It is really exciting. I really hope that you can get to see it. And I just encourage everybody who is able to come out to see it to come on out, because I do not believe you will be disappointed, especially if you are accustomed to and have availed yourself to some Broadway productions before. We did this especially on a Broadway style because we wanted it to appeal to a cross-section of the population. We didn't want it to only appeal to just the R&B people, but the pop people, and all of those that like those type of productions. So we believe we hit the jackpot with that.
So I know in 2010 you said Miss Jennifer Hudson was one of the people who was in the production.
Right. Miss Jennifer Holliday.
If
I said Hudson, I apologize, but it's Miss Jennifer Holliday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Miss Jennifer Holliday. All right. That was my error, by the way. I'm sorry about that. That's just Miss Jennifer Holliday.
Yeah, and Miss Ann Nesby, yeah. Jennifer Holliday and Miss Ann Nesby. They were the stars in the 2010 production.
Oh, yes. Miss Jennifer Holliday has a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah. She is outstanding.
Yes. Your brother was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, was he not?
Yes, he was inducted in 1991.
Okay. Oh, all right. That must have been quite something for your brother.
That was one of the highlights of his life. There's two things that entertainers of his caliber, two things that they really crave for and they look forward to when they have a long career like he had. Number one of the great regrets of his life, and this is one of the things that he expressed to me, but he didn't express it to very many people because he didn't want them to feel like he was bitter, and he was not bitter. But Wilson, out of all of the great music that he created and all of the million-seller records and all of that, he was nominated on four occasions for Grammys, but he never did receive a Grammy. And that was one of the things that eluded him during his career. But being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had to be the highlight of his career, because once you make it there, you know that you are being recognized as one of the best there was. And that was really, really tremendous for him.
Yes. Yes, I can imagine. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
to be recognized in that way and awarded in that way for all your hard work and effort. I mean, that must have been something to see. Are you looking forward to the 50th anniversary event?
Well, what we're actually doing, we're celebrating 50 years of Wilson Pickett music. He started, he got his big break in 1962. From 62 to 2012 is 50 years. So we're celebrating 50 years of Wilson Pickett music, and that is tremendously exciting for us. Yes.
Yes.
So, yes,
okay.
We are extremely excited, and being able to air this production for the second time just puts the icing on the cake.
All right. Okay. Well, if you could give the name of the place again and where the tickets can be bought, I'll just have one more question.
The name of the production is In the Midnight Hour, The Music of Wilson Pickett, Celebrating 50 Years. It will premiere September the 21st through the 23rd at the Porter Stanford III Performing Arts Center at 3181 Rainbow Drive in Decatur, Georgia. You can get your tickets. The quickest way to get your ticket is to log on to www.wilsonpickett.com, click on his official website, and enter into the website, and the first thing you will see is get your tickets. That's the quickest way to get it. Another way is to www.ticketalternatives.com. www.ticketalternatives.com. You can get your tickets through them. And I think that okay. you will not regret coming out to partake of this production. I'm sure that you will really enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Maxwell Pickett. I just have one more question. What advice or what would you like to leave with the listening audience about the entertainment industry?
Well, the best... Your
point of view of it.
Yeah. Well, from a perspective of one who was blessed to be have a part in the entertainment industry from an early age, what I was able to recognize and understand and accept now, I've accepted this for quite some time, is that no matter who you are or where you was born, how poor you are or how poor the circumstances are that you was born into, never doubt the ability of Almighty God to lift you out of it and cause you to become something great. Wilson was born in the backwoods of Alabama at the end of a cotton field, in about as poor circumstances as anybody could be born in. But he saw something in himself early on. He believed in himself, and he began to work hard toward becoming what he was able to visualize. He began to say to people from the age of 7 years old that someday he was going to be famous. Well, we used to laugh at him. People used to laugh at him. But was he telling the truth? Did it turn out to be true what he was saying? Yes, it did. So I would encourage everybody, no matter what the circumstances, believe in yourself. And all God needs is a willing heart. And he could take that willing heart and he can create something really great. And he showed that in the life of Wilson Pickett.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Maxwell Pickett, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to maybe having you back on the show one day and interviewing you and maybe even getting some tickets to the show.
Sounds wonderful. And I want to thank you again, Angela, and I want to commend you on what you are doing is helping to keep the legacy of R&B music alive by allowing me to come on and talk about the legacy and the legend of Wilson Pickett. It's doing a lot to help to promote the legacy of R&B, and you deserve to be commended for it, and I am so grateful. I'm so thankful to you for having me on this afternoon, and I will be more than happy to come on again. And, yes, if you decide that you want to make this show, you can believe that tickets will be there. Whatever you need, we'll see if we can accommodate you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You are more than welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight we had with us Mr. Maxwell Pickett. He is the brother of Mr. Wilson Pickett, the legendary singer. You might be familiar with some of his songs. One of them was Mustang Sally, among lots and lots of others. They're having a 50th anniversary in Decatur, Georgia. If you did not get the information, go back and listen to the show. And you'll be able to get the information about seeing the show and everything and getting tickets. So thank you, listeners, for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to coming back tomorrow night. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night, and thank you for listening. Bye.